Lavruska vandieske te kele bendre bidiaske te kele ma. Lavruska vandele bereaske te rebene mandro doske te kevana ma. Zebandioske te kele vandieske te kele mana ma. Zebondioska tara varke de bene maradieske te kele be. Bruska vandieske de bade bene maradele bene ma.
Pray the Spirit with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive every word that you have for me right now. I open my heart. May it be fruitful in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My purpose of this message this morning, when I spoke about the prophetic, the offense, and I'm going to get a bit into it, is for us all to know how to deal with our hearts. Every person here will deal with offense. Are you guys with me? It's one of the tests that God allows for our maturity. And if we miss it, we go around the mountain again. I've seen it. Listen, put off here Luke chapter number 17, verse number 1. I won't be long. I really won't be long. I want to get just a few keys through to you. Luke chapter number 17, verse number 1. Then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come. Say with me, impossible. Which means that offense will come. Most likely through me. Are you guys with me? And most likely whether I do it on purpose or not. But woe to him through whom they come. So the Bible says, be careful, Leon. Okay. Obviously, that's a whole different context. Go to the next verse. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and we were thrown in the sea, and that it should offend one of these little ones. Now, what he's speaking about, the offense there is, there are those who are weak in faith. And if we offend them to turn away from the gospel, that's what he's speaking about here. Are you guys with me? But Jesus offended the religious leaders every day. So is Jesus in contradiction with himself? No. There's a different context there. Go to the next verse. Take heed to yourselves. So if you take heed to yourselves, if your brother sins against you, which he has, rebuke him, which I will do now. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, are you guys with me? Lloyd, Misha, Chris, are you guys with me? Okay. Who else must I include? Who was the other ones? Where's Alan? He's the worst. Okay. That's why he hides in the back. I want that image of that worship leader that I want to show you how Alan looks like. You see, now I'm offending him. But he's been with me for 10 years. I mean, if he takes offense. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But he's been with me for many, many years. Not, he started here a year ago, but he's been with me. We've known each other for many years. So what happens is now an opportunity comes in with him. Now he has to deal with it. Maturity will let him deal with it in 1 second. Immaturity. Next week, give me a call. Leon, you know, we feel called. God is, calling us to this ministry there. We feel very strong. In fact, some would say, it's a time of our cave now. You know, and we need to just withdraw into our cave like Elijah did. Stop your nonsense. You are offended. I'm not saying you're offended. I'm just using it as an example. Okay? And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent. Listen, if your brother comes 7 times, and we know another scripture, he says, even 70 times 7, I repent, you shall forgive him. Next verse. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Next verse. Which means that these guys couldn't forgive and they were offended. That's why they said, increase our faith. Are you guys with me? Stop by the previous verse. And the Lord said, increase our faith. So let me say, everybody say with me, offense. The word offense is what we call skandalon in the Greek. Skandalon in the Greek is what it comes from the word the trap and the bait on the trap, the bait itself. That's what it means. Which means that where you get the word skandalon from, they would dig a hole in the ground, put leaves over the hole, puts maybe spikes in the bottom or not, depending on what animal they catch him, and they put pit meat on the leaves. Are you guys with me? And when the animal would come, he wouldn't see the trap. you would see the meat. That meat was called scandalon. And I think there's actually an English word for a meat that they use in... Bait. No, but there's a word scandalon actually is made into an English word that sounds like scandalon. That is a piece of meat. So they would put it on, and scandalon would be in the middle there. So what happens is a person or animal would walk, he would see the bait. Are you guys with me? So the bait. It looks good. It looks nice. And as he takes it, he falls into a pit. And what happens is now he can't get out and he can't move further with his destiny. 10 years later down the line, all his brothers and sisters has moved on. Some of them have big businesses, money, or high up in ministry, great family, but they stuck in this. And only 10 years later, the sad thing is they don't know they're in a pit until 10 years later when they realize, but wait, look how far others have grown and not me. Am I getting to you today? I'm trying to give you advice on how to endure testings. And then they find that out. I've seen it with many of my friends. So it's the bait itself. So what Satan does, he takes scandalon and he makes you want to take it. It looks nice. It looks interesting. He wants you to take that. And as you take it, the trap has you. Are you guys with me? I've taken scandalon. I'll tell you now, okay? As you take it, it's in your heart. The seed of offense has fallen in. Now, listen, let me do it like this. The Reader's Digest Dictionary suggests that the word to take offense means this, to become angry. Say with me, become angry. Okay, this is a holy anger, I know, but not everybody can do that. Say with me, displeased. Okay. Say with me, resentful. And the fourth one, say with me, even to feel hurt. Are you guys relating? Even hurt. Many people say, I'm not offended. Just hurt a little bit. Hurt means you've taken the bait. Are you guys with me? To offend, to create or excite anger, resent. Okay, this is a different explanation. So hurt, feelings getting hurt, emotions getting hurt, displeasing or disagreeable. So if it's disagreeable. I've seen some people in our church from when we were growing in the beginning, they would disagree with anything with me. In the spirit, there'll be a disagreement. It means that there's offense. Are you guys with me? I'm just talking. Is it boring? Otherwise, we can close. This is like, okay. Tonight will be, I promise you, tonight is going to be crazy. Okay. So listen. I remember when I took, and let me just, yeah, I want to talk, I'm going through the message, but relaxingly. Even there was a time in my life that I took offense with Pastor Mark. And I think I shared this with you. I'm not sure. Some know, some might not know. As I took offense with him after serving him for 10 years. I mean, and listen, you know, let me just go into scripture. Go with me to Luke 17, verse 9. Luke 17, verse 9. Listen to this. Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I think not. If you pay somebody to wash your car, do you thank them afterwards? Okay, some of you do, okay. But you don't have to because you paid them to do something. Are you guys with me? He's saying, listen, we are servants of God. So many people expect a thank you the whole time. And if they don't, offense comes in. And this is in the same passage as what over you're speaking about offense. You know, standing by the door, I must thank you. We're creating team night, and this team night is going to be awesome. If you want to be part of Encounter Team, come Tuesday night. And that's how people volunteer and serve. We give gifts. I think it's time that we give a gift again for just for those who we see as a really faithful servant and volunteer serving in a capacity. Serving takes you to greatness. I remember there would be days I would carry Pastor Mark's briefcase, and people would laugh at me in the church. They would laugh at me when he was getting ready to go off the pulpit, and I would run to his car just to switch on the aircon. Are you guys with me? They would laugh at me. They're still in the same place. I have less than what they had. And now they don't know why I am where I am and they are where they are. And then, you know, there would be times with Pastor Mark. I mean, I would just, I don't know, there's things that I would do. Every week I take your scope, please. I don't need anybody to clean my car now. See, Stefan and them, we're going to get killed. I would just take his car and get clean. People would mock me over that. But I knew one principle, serving. If Jesus said, he who serves is great, will become great. They were arguing. They're saying, listen here, who of us is going to sit next to his throne? Who of us is greater than the other one? This is how the disciples were talking. Are you guys understanding? That's why my team is also like that. They say, but who of us is better than this one and that one? And who of us is going to be sitting at the right hand? Who of us? And Jesus rebuked them. He says, listen here, the one that serves will be great. Are you guys with me? Serving takes a person to greatness in every area. It's a spiritual principle. I took offense with Pastor Mark the one day, and I'm saying it publicly. I have no problem with that. He knows it as well. And for about 3 months, I never knew I took offense. I believe he has done something wrong to me. And it's not like a bad thing, but it was an area in my life that I didn't dealt with. And I took the bait of Satan, the seed, and it came into me. And I did services. Power of God was in all earth services. Stefan was weeping. Where is Stefan? Oh, there he is. He was weeping. They didn't know nothing. My wife didn't know anything. I'm getting into the bed. She's sleeping. The glory of God is so strong. Every kid at that camp just began to throw up for deliverance in the meetings. So, but I did this in offense. Are you guys with me? I did this in offense. When I say offense, I took offense with Pastor Mark. I took offense with him. I preached all these meetings to this atmosphere, and we had great meetings. That night, when the glory of God was so strong, I get into bed with my wife. She's sleeping. I'm just getting in her sleep. She starts crying. She doesn't know. She's sleeping. She just starts weeping. The glory of God comes in with me. Like this. I'm sorry, I'm just like looking at the back because Prophet Angel is in town, and I thought if he's going to come and surprise me, which, you know, he can do anytime. Like, I don't want him to sit in the back again without my guys knowing. So that's why I just walked like that, just to see. Because last time he sat like low and nobody told me. Okay? So, I took offense. But the glory of God was on me. Are you guys with me? But not in my heart. And I knew it. I knew something was wrong, because when I would try to get to God on my own, there was a limitation. And I began to pray. It took me 3 months. And I remember the one morning when I was praying, it was a Saturday morning, early 4 o'clock, I was praying. And God said to me, he said, Leon, you took offense because of this and this, what Pastor Mark has done. And all these 3 months, if you would have died now, you would have gone to hell. And you don't believe it. The cross, Jesus, love. The Bible says, my heavenly Father will forgive you as you forgive those who have trespassed against you. Matthew chapter number 18 speaks of the sin of unforgiveness, that it actually tormentors are being sent to us and we are not allowed into heaven. Unforgiveness will stop us to go in, because Jesus is saying, listen, I forgave you. You need to forgive others. Are you guys with me? Now, I'm speaking of a bad grudge, something that we are aware of. I know there's small stuff that sometimes we don't know over it yet. I'm not speaking of that. Everybody's going to hell now. I'm speaking of a total offense to a place where your heart is closed off to things. It is a bad place to be. Are you guys with me? And I was crying. I was weeping when God said this to me. And I went to the prayer meeting. I went to Pastor Mark. I took him aside. And I said, listen, I need to ask your forgiveness. Now, some people are haughty. Now, if somebody has taken, let's say Chris has taken offense on me. He took offense with me. Now, this is 99% of the people that I meet. They will come to me and say, listen, I just want to let you know you did that and that against me. But I forgive you. That's not God. You're still keeping your reputation. Are you guys with me? Justifying it. And so I go to Pastor Mark. I said, listen, I don't care. I said, I took offense and I have unforgiveness against you. I'm not even going to bring up the event. Nothing. I'm wrong. I said, and God said to me that the sin of unforgiveness is worse than the actual sin done against it. The sin of unforgiveness is worse than the rape that you experience when you are younger. Are you guys with me? Forgive people. Let them go completely. That is where freedom is. And then I went to him and with tears streaming down my face. I said to him, please, I said, will you forgive me for I've taken offense? And I remember, and he said to me, why are you asking me forgiveness? I said, it's because, I took offense. And I told him the whole story. It's like drinking poison, hoping another person dies. And he hugged me and there was tears and I was weeping. And from that day, things just began to open up and come out. That's when our ministry was born and so on. And but I didn't realize when I came out of it, it was like veils fell off my eyes. And I realized, but wait, was I stuck in this for 3 months? That is how easy it is. Say with me, offense. Unfortunately, at ECC and at many other churches, and this is a bad point, we have built a culture not to offend people. We have put in a system of place. Let's just have a volunteer Thanksgiving, just lest they take offense. And we have catered for things that people don't take. And God spoke to me this morning. Obviously, we still appreciate and everything. We're going to carry on with it. But God spoke to me this morning and he said, Leon, don't create a culture to not of stepping on eggs around people. You will do them an injustice and yourself an injustice. Are you guys with me? Offense is illegal. And I said, I'm going to say to my team this week that if you are in ministry, offense is illegal. Don't come to me. I'm dealing with my heart. It's illegal. Those things are not it's supposed to be in God's kingdom. Now God uses that to heal our hearts, to bring the stuff out that should not be there. And when we deal with it correctly, it can come out. Are you guys with me? There was another time I was offended. This time I didn't know I was offended. I thought I was hurt. Many ministers in this country just rejected me, betrayed me. My team knows people who we give money to on a monthly basis, if they're watching. I think it was like 5,000 rand. Listen, at that time when we had nothing, Stefan was living in my 2-bedroom flat, my wife, it was just, we had nothing. I would support their ministry. And they would turn their backs and begin to betray us. Go and speak things to people on TV, everywhere, to generals that I love, speak evil about me. And for about 4 or 5 months, I was so upset. I wanted to kill every person. I wanted to not go on with ministry. I said, Pastor Mark phones me. I said, can somebody buy me a cottage in the mountains? And there must be a nice lake, a fireplace. And I love God. That's what I want to do. And when I say we were hurt. Okay? And people spread lies where we just love them. And then it went on for 4 or 5 months. And, Pastor Mark addressed me and he said, Leon, he said, you have pride. I said, what pride? He said, you have taken offense. I haven't taken offense. I said, I know these things. I know every principle. He said to me, you have pride because you're hiding the fact that you are hurt. And you don't want to say that you have offense. But you have been hurt through them. And you need to forgive them. You need to get on your knees and begin to pray. And where King David says, even though they have become my accusers, my brethren, my fellow brethren have become my accusers, in turn, I will pray for them. I will become prayer, the Bible actually says. I will pray for them. When you can pray for your enemies, then that's how you deal with offense. Are you guys with me? Okay, I'm just sharing some small things. Are you guys with me? Is it too boring? Please, Yerevit, just stay with me. Listen, I'm not going to get into everything. A heart, the Bible says, go buy oil that refined, go buy pure gold by the refiner. Our heart must be like pure gold, where testings will come, offenses will come. Not only offenses, anything will come to test you in this road. Once you make up your mind that I'm after the call of God, whether it is business, whether it is in your workplace or in ministry, listen, the devil will do everything to throw at you to make you stop that race. His trick is offense, not sin. Why offense? Because with offense, we move from God to Satan. Sin, he can't throw sin at you because Christ dealt with it on the cross. Are you guys with me? But one thing we have to apply ourselves is forgiveness. So that's why he throws those things at you. Listen, say with me, a heart. Do you guys have the bottles for me like I asked? Just put it on the stage. I want to show you something. But before we get there, you can just put it there. I'll get there now. I want to finish. I don't want to be too late. And like I said, tonight is going to be a good night. If I'm relaxed like I am now, it is going to be good heart. The word heart, everybody say with me heart. It's the Greek word cardio, as we get like that exercise cardio from that, right? But that's where we get the word cardio from. It's over 700 times mentioned in Scripture. Are you guys with me? The heart. The heart is the inner man. That is who you are as your true self. So with your true self. The heart is also, it as much as what it is a physical organ, it is also a spiritual organ that gives you the beat of your spiritual life. If your heart is stinking, your spiritual life will be stinking. Are you guys with me? Everything is about a heart. I would rebuke some of my team, I wouldn't say who, but would come and walk into my house and then my whole atmosphere would become full of demons. It would be like dark. And I handled it for like 6 months and then I rebuked the person. I said, listen, out of your heart is coming out of these things and you're changing an atmosphere and you're making it ungodlike. I said, deal with this and this and this in your heart. Are you guys with me? Listen. Put on Proverbs 23 verse 7. Let me just say this. Attitude, intentions, behavior, everything originates from the heart. The heart is a spiritual organ. It dictates our spiritual life. It is who I am inside. Psalm 23 verse 7 says this. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Everybody say with me, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. It doesn't actually read it like that. In the Hebrew, it is other way around. Remember, Hebrew, you read from back to front. Are you with me? So there was a confusion of words here when it was translated. In the Hebrew, it says this. How a man is in his heart, that is how he thinks. So if I see somebody that has bad thinking, or that's actually the condition of their heart. If I see somebody taking offense, having a bad attitude, reacting against authority, it is because their heart is not in the right place. Are you guys with me? I know it's not the easiest message, but it's a good message. Listen, the state of my heart, something I wrote down here, the state of my heart will be the state of my life. Say this with me. Say, the state of my heart will be the state of my life. I've counseled hundreds upon hundreds of people one-on-one. Many people battle financially where everything is always going on. The root thing in that is heart. The state of your life is the state of your heart. If it's chaos around you, deal with the heart is the problem. Don't deal with the fruits. Don't try to get a new house, get a new car, clothes. Those things aren't going to change the heart. Are you guys with me? It is God that touches the heart. He changes the heart. And it is only God that can change your heart. Listen. The heart is the core of a relationship. How many of you know if you're in a relationship with your wife or your girlfriend, there's a time that you can close off your heart towards them. Put Hebrews chapter number 3 verse 18. Hebrews, and I'll close with this. Hebrews chapter number 3 verse 18. And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? No. This is the wrong scripture. Sorry. Go with me from verse 13. Let's read from verse 13. 3 verse 13. Quickly, guys. Hebrews 3 verse 13. Lavrustena. I can tell you now. Listen to me. I want you to know the devil has never underestimated the teachings you're sitting under here. Revelation and so on. I'm chilled now. Tonight I'll be running a lot. But this morning, I want to get this principle through to you. This is Hebrews 3 verse 18. It says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened. If so, with me, hardened through deceitfulness of sin. Hardened of heart through deceitfulness of sin. Are you guys with me? I'm just looking for another verse also. Let's just see if I have it here. Z-da-na-na. Okay, yes. Verse 15, sorry. Go through verse 15. While it is said today, say with me today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. And he's speaking about the Israelites who hardened their hearts towards God and went around the mountain, which was an 8-day journey. And apparently there was a shortcut to make it 3 days journey. Are you guys with me? And they missed that and they went around that same mountain for 40 years because they hardened their hearts. And he's saying, listen, today, don't harden your hearts. As believers, don't come to a place where I say, I'm going to harden myself. I'm going to close myself up. No, no, no. This is where the scripture is saying is rebellion. Now God can't come in, and I'll show you a practical thing. Are you guys with me? This is the core of Christianity. This is the core of our spiritual life, is our hearts. It's not a rejoicing service. I don't know, but we'll do an altar call maybe. Okay. I thought you guys would be like jumping. Like, yeah, the heart is the core of your spiritual life. If your wife has done something against you, your heart is a bit sore. It's the same thing with God. And your heart becomes hardened. Our hearts can become hardened to God. Listen. Let me get into this. What hardens the heart? Are you guys with me? The Bible says our love, in the end days, our love will wax cold. Meaning our love is now no longer innocent. It is now suspicious. So we love with suspicion instead of loving with innocence. We're meeting somebody and wondering, I'm suspicious of this person. Why is this person here? What is he doing? People sitting in the pews, I'm suspicious of Leon. Who's this guy? You know, and we have forgotten to love with innocence. Look as if there's no record hold against a person. That is how God looks at us. When he looks at you, 1 Corinthians chapter number 13 says, he has held no, love holds no record of wrong against you. When God looks at you, it doesn't matter who you slept with yesterday. If you made your heart right, he looks at you as if nothing has happened. Brand new. That is how God's love is. Are you guys with me? But when we keep grudges, we hold a record. And we say, do you remember what you did there? Do you remember what you did then? You haven't truly forgiven that person. Are you guys with me? Listen, what hardens a heart? Four things. We'll close just now. Four things. The first thing that hardens a person's heart is sin. So it is sin. When I'm a believer, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I go and sin, my heart becomes hardened. All of a sudden, I don't feel His presence anymore. All of a sudden, I don't want to go to church anymore. All of a sudden, I lose my passion for Christianity. Are you guys with me? Sin begins to harden the heart. And where that sin is unrepentant, that part of my heart begins to die. That's why you no longer hear the voice of God to tell you it's bad to go to that club, because thy part has died. You no longer hear God's voice. It's become calloused. So with the calloused. He says, do not harden your heart as in the day of rebellion when my Holy Spirit wants to speak to you, which means that the Holy Spirit can't speak to us with a hardened heart. I'm going to say it again. The Holy Spirit can't speak to us when we have a hardened heart. Are you guys with me? The second way how our heart hardens is by offenses. So the offenses. Offense is not in the mind. It is in the heart. Offense is never in the mind. It's always in the heart. Are you guys with me? And to get that seed out is not easy. You have to break down before God. Ask a person forgiveness where there's an issue and get it out. Number three, say with me, wounds. Hurts from the past, family pains, abuses, things that happened when you were young. Those things can harden our hearts. So with this, we deal with deliverance as well. How many were at F1 this Saturday? That's here. Okay, that's good. We had, I think, 40 people or something. 42 people. That's a lot. Last month, we had 51. This month, we had 42 people going through deliverance. Are you guys with me? Say with me, number four, rebellion. Say it again. Say rebellion. Rebellion is the other thing that hardens a heart. Number four. The fifth one, the last one, what hardens a heart is unbelief and religion. Say with me, unbelief and religion. Those things hardens a heart. Are you guys with me? Yeah, I want to show you an example. Listen, I'll close with this. Don't worry. I feel like I could stay the whole day with you, but we have tonight service as well. And I know that some people in the morning, they only come in the morning. Then you have some people that only come in the night. You're missing out on so much. You have to have a balance of word and power. If you have only the word, which I give you now, you'll dry up. You become dead. Are you guys with me? You become dead. But if it's mixed with the spirit and power, you have now life. If you have only power, you blow up. If you have only the word, you dry up. But if you have both, you grow up. That's what Kenneth Hagin would say. You know, that's why we mixed word and power. And listen, I'm telling you, I don't care what attacks we're receiving or I'm receiving. This year is going to be the best year for you and for me. I can promise you. For ECC and for your business. It is going to be exciting. It is going to be so blessed. And God loves you so much. I promise you, man. I was just thinking of God's love towards you. He loves you so much. Listen, for God to make me plant a church must tell me He loves you very much. I didn't want to plant a church. For 6 months, I said no. Until an angel came to me. Are you guys with me? For 6 months, I said, no, I'm not going to plant a church. Not going to plant a church. Prophets would come. You must do this thing. This is going to stand before the end of the year. I said, God hasn't spoken to me. He said, but we just prophesy. We're telling you. I said, I was stubborn. July, God sends an angel to me. It's not a great thing if an angel comes. It means that you were stubborn. Because you haven't listened to this year. Are you with me? Okay. So, listen. When a person has a hardened heart, they are unable to see spiritually. Now, I'm going to speak tonight about the levels of seeing in the spirit realm. Seeing spiritually. Here's a problem with the heart. When a person's heart is hardened, they can no longer see in the spirit. They can no longer perceive things. They can no longer feel God's presence. They don't feel for people anymore. And they can no longer discern. They don't have the ability to discern. They've become hardened. In worship, they'll stand like this. That's how I can understand if an unbeliever stands like that. Are you with me? I see new people coming in. They stand like this. Some are unbelievers. Some are religious people. They have a relationship with God, but they're standing like this, but their heart has become hardened. Just like this. And they'll just, in fact, they do like this. They look around in worship. They can no longer connect with God. It has now become a thing of motions. Are you guys with me? And not from the heart. Just going with emotions. Just going with emotions. A band can very easily fall into that. I've ministered all over. Bands fall into everything. They just go through the motions. Go through the motions. It's no longer a connection with God. Get a connection with God. Even here in the church, get a connection with people, with us. Get a connection. God's presence will be so strong that otherwise your heart, the state of your life is a condition of your heart. Let the presence of God soften your heart. Let your heart grow. Let it become right. You'll see everything in your life will change. From divorce to money problems to this, everything will just become right. Just change your heart. Are you with me? Say with me, heart. Listen, a hardened heart will always justify. They'll say, no, but it's because of this, and you know, I disagree with this, and you know, they'll always justify and say, it's not really my problem. Listen here, let me, if somebody can just come and help me. I want to show you, I don't know if I did this in this church. I don't think so. Just move this to the... Let me just show, and I'll close off with this so that this can stick with you. Are you with me, church? So let me show you something. Let's take that one. Bring me a Coke, he's one person, please don't 10 run. Like a pen that I can write. Okay, now I want you to like hold the mic for me. I want to show you and stand like this so that people can see. Are you guys with me? I'm not a guy that does gimmicks and stuff like that, so I'm not into that type of preaching. But this thing changed my life. And I want to show this to you. You are this bottle. The Spirit and the presence of God is in you. Are you guys with me? Now what happens is, I get hurt when I'm with somebody hurts me. Then I stick a sticker on. Okay. So they, no, this thing's not going to work. No, it's fine. That's a hurt. Now they hurt me. Now something happens and I go fall into sin or something and I just go and get drunk, but I don't deal with it. I don't ask God forgiveness. I don't repent. I don't confess. There's another thing. Now, this is my heart. This is the presence of God in me. So now, there's another thing that is over me that I'm not dealing with. Now, maybe took offense again. Maybe, huh? Maybe you lied. I don't know. And you're not, you know, and you just begin to go into this life, so you don't repent or ask forgiveness, make right. Now, rejection comes, and they start, and you don't deal with rejection, your past, and it comes over there. Now, Leon comes, and he rebukes you or something and says something that you don't agree with. And there that thing comes on. You can write Leon's name even on there. And, so Leon offends you. Then, I don't know, Esther Leo offends you. Then Maria's the big one. Okay. Now Maria offends you. Now I'm getting to a point, yeah. Okay. Now all these things are happening. Okay, so get somebody else. Just hold the mic for me. Hold the bottle. So now all these things happen on a day. Now it's years and years and years. What is happening is this. Can I show you something? Okay. Now this is your heart. This is the state of your heart. All the hurts, all the abuses. Now watch, I'm going to show you now. I don't know if you're with me. I don't know if you're with me. I'm trying to help you to encounter God on a way. I don't care what sin you have committed. Now this thing is still, you just don't want to come to the church, this church, that, tithing, they're just asking money. Leon is screaming at his people. I don't know, unforgiveness against my parents, anger, rejection, things my parents did to me when I was young, how they treated me, how they beat me up, how strict they were, how my parents never gave me money, how my father wasn't there for me, and all these pains come on, and this one and that one, and a broken relationship, a boyfriend hurt me, my wife or husband divorced me, I lost a job of unforgiveness, all these things, my wife has hurt me, let's say it again, and my wife has hurt me, or my husband have hurt me, and you end up with what we call a hardened heart. Now please, this is not the end, okay? So we end up with a hardened heart. So, oh sorry, hold it. So you can actually write on here, and okay, now you obviously got bitterness. Okay, can't really write, it's fine. You got Leon on there. I mean, you have unforgiveness, you have rape, you've made your heart hardened. You get the picture. I'm not gonna go about now. You have all these things that has made your heart to become hard. The problem with this now is you sit in church and Leon comes and wants to lay hands on you. You're in another church, your pastor wants to come and lay hands on you, or you want to worship. Now God wants to put his presence inside of you. Are you guys with me? So he puts his presence, but nothing can go in. Are you guys with me? Which means that if we lay hands on you, I will not fall over. I will not close my eyes. You're angry at your father from how many years ago? Now God's spirit can't go in. Now the other thing is also, nothing in you can come out. If you want to try to minister to people, do something, nothing comes out. The heart has blocked the outflow and the inflow of the spirit. Are you guys with me? Whether it is sin, unforgiveness, whatever it is, if you protect this thing, if you protect this thing in your life, you will be safe spiritually. You will serve God, you will serve a vision. You won't go from church to church to church to church. No, you will. Your life will be prosperous in every way. Thanks. You know, it's you protect everything. Guard my heart. Now, what happens? Deliverance is coming. Now I begin to what we call circumcision of the heart, circumcising the heart. I begin to die to my flesh. My flesh says, "Don't apologize to that person," but I'm going to go and apologize to that person. My flesh says, "You are right, and they were wrong." But act humbly and don't even tell them that. Be meek. The word meek is accepting wrong, even if you haven't done wrong. You know how many times I've done that? To protect the relationship. Are you guys with me? Where people have lied about me. Now I'm beginning to circumcise more. The Bible says in the Old Testament we had to be circumcised. Thank God, not in the it's not a law thing in the New Testament. Do you know who was it? Abraham or Moses? I think God tried to kill Abraham. And you can hold them. So God tried to kill Abraham because Abraham didn't circumcise his own children. I think it was God or Moses. Moses or Abraham? Moses. God tried to kill Moses because he didn't circumcise his children. The next time, the day thereafter, his wife went, got all his children and all the men around them and began to circumcise them without will. Church, do you know what circumcise is? Huh? Yeah, and they didn't have much knives. So it means like a rock that is sharpened or something. Are you guys with me? Most probably, if I think of it. The woman is just like, listen, God is even trying to kill him because he didn't circumcise his own family. You know. So anyway. And so now we get to a place, the circumcision of the heart in the New Testament. Now we must still cut the flesh. Are you with me? Okay. So they used to cut the part of flesh off. The bitterness, the hurt, the anger. Now what happens is these things begins to come off. And what happens is, I'll show you. So it comes off like this. And so now you begin to forgive. You go through deliverance. You listen to my sermon this morning. You release offense. All this stuff. And it is beginning to be free. But it takes a while. Listen. Unforgiveness takes a while also. It's not an instant thing. You have to do it over and over and over again. It's like a bucket full of sand. When you say, I forgive you, you take a teaspoon and you put it about the sand. You do it all the time until you have no more ill feelings. You can actually bless that person, pray for them, hold nothing against them. So let's say all this stuff is off. So now what happens is, let me show you something. Now let's say all this stuff is off. Now what happens is, now where you have the presence of God or the Spirit of God, now what God can do is He can begin to pour into you. And now you can receive. Now somebody's laying hands. All of a sudden, you're falling over, or there's power on you, and you're beginning to get full, and fuller and fuller and fuller. But it's not even that. So as God speaks now, God speaks to you. He ministers, your heart gets full, pure, clean, transparent. People can see through, and He even flows you to overflowing. But watch, you'll see now. He flows, flows, flows. But then something happens. Now, you want to begin to speak to somebody else about the church, about God, your testimony. Now, all of a sudden, you can begin to pour out. Because now the presence of God can be released out of you. This is impossible for people who have taken offense. Are you guys with me? Stand to your feet, wherever you are. We'll close off. Sorry, it was a bit over time. It's okay. I want that picture. I did it so that it can sit in your head. And you know, that is my heart. I can protect it or I cannot protect it. The result will be that God cannot put in and nothing can come out. But when I protect it, when I clean my heart, God can pour in to overflowing and I can pour out. Are you guys with me? And you know, I'm not going to make a call now, anything for unforgiveness, the time is late. But just raise your hands, will you? Just raise your hands, just close your eyes. Father, let your anointing come upon every single person. If they have any unforgiveness or offense, may their heart be broken this day. May you come into their lives. As the Bible says that by spirit of adoption, we cry out, Abba, Father. Which means we cry out, Father, Father. May they experience the love of a father this morning. May they experience your love where their earthly fathers has hurt them, where their earthly fathers has abandoned them, has rejected them, has mistreated them. May your love develop them. May every form of rejection be healed this day. May every form of hardness of heart be healed this day. May every form of offense and unforgiveness be let go today. May this be a people with pure hearts in your presence. When our hearts are pure and clean, may the presence of God fill this place. May your power fill this place even tonight. May people be touched within their inner beings. The greatest miracle, Father, is when a human heart is changed. May every person that has anything against anyone, may they release and let them go right now. Understand the consequences of unforgiveness. Understand these things that happen. The state of our heart is the state of our lives. Holy Ghost, let your presence be with every single person. In the name of Jesus Christ, be upon their hearts. Let it begin to deal with their hearts. Let this church have a system where we don't culture not to offend people. But may we have a culture to equip them, to empower them, to fill them and make them warriors. Warriors don't get offended about also a small little thing. No, warriors has one goal in mind and that is it. They're not worried with it, what chair they're sitting on. I had people leaving the church because they were not allowed to sit in front. May the anointing be upon every person. May you make them mature. May, if God's testings come upon them, may they endure God's testings. It's your testings is to mature us, never to destroy us or to break us. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you. Give Him a praise offering. Amen.